This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is so exciting to call you. I waited till the perfect moment. I'm all alone in my apartment. I have a little fire going. My dog is snoring right next to my side. And I'm ready to tell you one of my stories. This is the biggest one. And this happened when I was about 8 years old. My family lived in Southern California in a town called Lancaster, which I think is the armpit of California. But anyway, at the time when we lived there, it was just kind of a small town, a lot of track houses. But I liked it because I didn't know anything else. And I lived there with my mom and my dad and my older sister, Claudia, who was beautiful. She had dark brown hair and green eyes. She looked almost Hispanic, even though we're not, but she was just gorgeous. Anyway, she got some weird form of cancer, and I was about 6 or 7, and they took her to the hospital back and forth. It was a horrible couple years, and she finally passed away. So we moved up to Berkeley, California, of all places. My dad was a jazz musician, and he also worked for a company during the day to make money. So he got transferred up here, and we rented this house that was right in front of an old Victorian home. And we just moved there. I don't know how long we'd been there. And I was also a scaredy cat. I was kind of afraid of the dark, afraid of my own shadow. But one night I just woke up and I was totally awake. And I looked up and there was an old man standing right to my side. And I stared at him so hard because I wasn't sure if he was a ghost or real or not. But he looked 100% real. I mean, I was staring at his arm for some reason. I could see every single little hair on his arm and freckles. I mean, he was solid. He was not see-through. And he was like an old man, maybe in his 70s, and he had grayish-white hair, a thin face, and I believe he was wearing kind of like clothes that a farmer would wear, like jeans and a work shirt. And I just kept staring at him, and I was terrified. And I figured out he was a ghost just because there would be no reason for an old man to be standing in my room staring at me. So I started screaming my head off. I mean, screaming. My dad woke up, ran into the room, and leaned over to hug me. And my dad, as he leaned through me, the man was standing right there. So my dad leaned right through him to hug me. So I'm lying there, hugging my dad and seeing the man's body right through my father. And then, even though he looked solid, he was still standing through my father. And I was like, what the freak? I mean, as you can imagine, I just started screaming even more. And I yelled, Daddy, turn on the light, turn on the light. So my dad ran across the room to the light switch. The man's still standing there. And then he turned on the light and the man was gone. Well, I would not sleep by myself for maybe about 3 or 4 years after that. Every night, I'd have one of my parents come stay with me till I fell asleep. And it got to be a real problem in the house. I mean, with my parents. It was a bad problem, but I was petrified after that. And years later, my parents bought a house up the street, and we moved up the street. So for years, I drove by that house and looked at it and wondered if, anyone that was living there now had seen a ghost. I didn't know. So I wanted closure desperately to find out, who was that old man? And I went and looked in the census records in our local library, but they only went back to 1933, and I know the house was a lot older. So one day I got my nerve up, and I drove to the house, and I parked the car and got out, and I was standing in front of the house trying to get up my courage to knock on the door to talk to the people. And this guy in his like 30s, about the age I was at the time, came from the back of the house, and he was like, "Excuse me, why are you staring at this house?" And I said, "Oh, I used to live here years ago." And he goes, "Oh, really?" And he goes, "You have a very funny look on your face." And he said, "Is there something more to this story?" And I was like really shocked that he was so intuitive. And I said, "Well, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I saw a ghost when I was a little girl." And I said, "Do you think I'm crazy?" And he said, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, thanks." But then he started asking me 100 questions about what the ghost looked like, what happened. I mean, he just kept asking me tons of questions. So I said, "Okay, wait a minute. I think you're hiding something yourself. Like, why are you asking me 20 questions? He said, "Well, my dad that lives in, I guess he lived in the back Victorian house with his parents, and they rented out this house to people. He said, well, when my dad was in the back house, he saw a ghost when he was in his 20s. And I said, "Oh my God, you're kidding. That's like, it's not really closure, but it's like something." So I said, "Oh, can I arrange to meet with your dad someday?" And he said, "He's in the back right now. Come on, let's go back there and talk to him." I said, "Thank you." So we went back to the house, and it took a while for his dad, and actually his aunt was in there too, to remember who we were, but he finally did. And I asked him about his ghost story. So he said, one day, when he was in his 20s, he was washing the dishes in the kitchen, and he saw like a young man walk really fast towards the back of the house. And he like ran to the door and opened the door like within literally 3 seconds, and he was not there. And it's a long driveway from the rental house all the way to that house to the back. So if he'd, and he saw him going to the back, he did not see him turn around. So he went to the back, and his parents were out there having breakfast, and he said, "Where's the guy that just came back here?" I said, "There's no guy here." And he said, "This is humanly impossible." So anyway, and then he goes, "Well, but I think I made it up. I don't believe in ghosts, and I think you were hallucinating and I was hallucinating." And then we had a big argument for like 15 minutes because I was saying, "No, we were not. We saw a ghost." And he was like, "No, we did not see a ghost." Anyway, it wasn't the same ghost, but it just shows me that something paranormal was going on at this place. Oh, and there was a river, a lake, a creek going right by the house. Like if you were at the side of the house, you could literally fall in the creek. So I don't know if water has something to do with it. Who knows? But anyway, also when I was younger, when I would be in the yard, I would hear people calling my name like really loud and clear, and I'd turn around and nobody would be there. It was not my mom's voice. We didn't know the neighbors. We just moved there. So that was a weird thing too. Anyway, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I have a few more scary stories, but
if you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.